This is Stephanie, and this is the Mocha Minutes Podcast. Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to let you know about something that's a little new here at the Mocha Minutes Podcast. We are now participating in Buy Me a Coffee. So if you haven't heard, buymeacoffee.com is a place where you can show some support and some love monetarily to some of your favorite content creators. That includes me. So it's in the increments of either $1, $3, or $5, and you can do as many as you would like. So I just wanted to let you guys know, would love some support. So if you would go to buymeacoffee.com/mocha minutes, I would greatly appreciate it. It will also be in the show notes. Okay, here we go. Hello, welcome to the Mocha Minutes Podcast. I am Stephanie. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm sorry, y'all. So here's the thing. I usually start out with a song, but this is how my body and my allergies are set up. I'm scared I'm going to crack and sound like a frog. So I'm going to keep it in the, chamber. I might sing at the end. I don't know yet, but we are here. I have my girl, Ace, Asa, Sanity Thief, lithium two lashes. Sexy as hell. She got fangs on. She be doing the shit. Look, all this stuff. She be like helping you talk. She is out there on
the socials.
The socials. Yes. All the social meds. Mm-hmm. She is on Crime Time TikTok. You know.
What is Crime Time TikTok?
I don't know. I'm making it up because I'm old, y'all. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
It's not my genre of podcast, but if you listen to if you want to see, like, why we not talk when black girls go missing? They do.
Yes,
we she do. Because I'm like, thank you for talking. Please, because it's like, thank you. Because it's like, I'm sorry. They're like, oh, it's not true. That don't happen to us. Yes, I fucking do, because we don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But it takes us to talk about it.
Yep.
Don't expect it, because a man, I don't ask. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do
but
this.
But if anybody you ever hear anybody say nobody's talking about missing black girls, you can point them to us.
And also fucking Google. But that, most that chiefly well. To you. Yes. It's like, they do the work. That is a lot of emotional work you have to do not only the research for it, but also talk about it.
That's why there's such long breaks between seasons.
I don't blame you. It's like, oh gosh. It's like, so welcome back. It has been a while. She's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. See y'all, it's gonna come back. It's just hello allergies and springtime and like herky jerky.
It's cutting up.
It's like it's been cold, hot, cold, like 3 inches thick level of pollen on my car. I'm like, girl, what's happening?
Last week it was hot enough for my mother to complain about how short my shorts were. This week I'm back in sweats.
Wait a minute, not your head, your hoochie's mama's out, not your thymies out. Come on, beat.
I got big legs, and anything I wear, my mother is going to say it's too short.
Oh no. I'm like, that's it, put the thymies out.
If it's
out.
Above the knee, it is too short.
Oh no, did she bring out a ruler?
Of course not.
Oh, good. I thought you were saying, bro, she did. I'd be
tell
like,
me what to wait. Wear.
I'd be like, wait, did you really have one? Let me get out my tape measure. The hell you not, girl. Get away. But we are here to talk about love is blind, or love has a stigmatism. So we have another. Season 4 has ended. We had a reunion that was supposed to be live. And I was just like, because, nobody asked for this.
The way I went to sleep after 5 minutes of that stream not working.
Okay.
You're not playing with... Stop playing these games, Netflix. And then for the actual reunion to be mid as fuck, to have everybody in a tizzy on Sunday night because they couldn't stream it, and then they couldn't watch it till 3 o'clock Eastern time the next day. Like, you
Confused.
have this is why you're going broke, Netflix.
Because they just came out and said by September they're gonna be done with the DVD part. I'm like, wait, people still buying
Obviously,
those? Where people still buying
but
that? They not just going to
listen,
the Red Box? Like, girl, what?
they need to do some moving some numbers into column A to column Q because they ain't getting no new subscribers. I don't care. Like,
Y'all can't do
you
like,
better
oh,
let
let's
me
do like
share
this
the
crackdown on the
password to
password. It's like,
everybody.
bitch, fuck you. After what? So, full disclosure,
Listen.
I said on the previous episode, I'm like, I can't wait because the reunion's on Friday. And I'm like, when the hell has it always been on Sunday? I'm like, did they change it? Everybody's like, no, Stephanie, it's always been Sunday. It's like, what? Oh, so if y'all listen, like, Stephanie, you said, I'm like, I know what I said. I was like, I know what I said. And I was like, ooh, it's 7:57. Let me get my life together. I'm like, you're like, Stephanie, it's Sunday. I'm like, is it always been that? They're like, yes. Oh,
Oops.
whoops. And then here comes Sunday. And I'm like, girl, what? They're like, we working, we
And look
trying.
at us looking like Boo Boo the Fool.
Seriously, we looking like Latasha Scott trying to explain what open communication versus open relationship was. It's like, girl, girl. No,
Like
I'm kidding.
Netflix, like you embarrassed yourself. Nobody
Because
asked you
nobody asked for
to
that.
do a backflip. We just asked you to do a cartwheel,
We really
and
didn't,
that was it.
girl. We just asked you to do a back bend. We ain't tell you to
It's
just
and she
jump
just
off nowhere. And so,
nope.
like, don't know why they did Chris Rock. I'm like, yeah, please name why anybody was waiting for that.
Because I'm sure the server, there was no server issues with that
There
one.
was not, because I didn't hear nothing
Because I
about it.
can't tell no, I don't think many people knew that it was live.
Right, because they didn't have
Because
like
I
the
certainly,
backbone behind it. I didn't. I was like, wait,
there
it's
was
live?
no push behind that.
Oh, it's live? Yeah, we don't care. Like, unless y'all gonna do a live stream when that nigga gets
They should
slapped
have
again, y'all can keep it.
budgeted what they had for the servers for some marketing.
Y'all literally could have just y'all could have just filmed it on Sunday and dropped it
And
on Friday.
edited
Like, I
it to be only an hour with the juicy parts because all of this, the segments were too long.
long.
Ain't nobody care about our arena like that.
We don't care.
You didn't ask Jackie and Josh any good questions.
Nope.
You interrogated Paul for whatever reason. It was just like, and then she went on this whole, who's having babies? Who's having babies?
If one of y'all do not, seriously, I need somebody who is down on their luck. Probably some young girl, and I'm gonna say it, I'm gonna be problematic right now. Some young girl in high school who is like literally considering, do I wanna have this baby and take care of the baby, or do I wanna give the baby? Please go knock on Lachey's door and give her a baby.
Because
Give
the
her your baby.
way you are,
Obviously, you could just go there.
right? Like, if these folks wanted you to know if they were planning, trying to conceive, had conceived, were having issues conceiving, they would have said it.
Also, you realize y'all are
Also,
love is blind. You just met this person. We ain't done
exactly.
no genetic testing. I just met this man.
Like it's
You
been
can't
what,
go
a year
find
since
Nick, a
they
like
filmed?
a
So they've
side
been
chick.
together for a year and a month. Like,
Has it
what?
even been a year? Because they said they filmed it last August. So I'm like, it hasn't even been a fucking year.
Like, ma'am, they probably don't all have, like, they haven't even fully combined their homes yet. They probably
It's
still got stuff in
some
storage.
people just still moving back from Portland. I'm like, Tana, where the fuck do y'all live?
Like, sweet mother of pearl.
Girl, shut up.
Up.
It's like, please leave us alone. Please
Like,
leave
get
us
out their
alone.
coochies, my God.
Please get out of their vas deferens. Get out their coochies. It's like, or also, what if they literally do not
Like,
want to have children?
have kids. And also, like, it would have been like forgivable, I guess, if it was just once she said it. But no, she keeps doing this thing where she like she badgers people with the same question.
Are we gonna get a baby? Are we
No,
gonna get a
Nick,
baby? If you don't go back there and go find you a closet, shout out to Lovecraft Country and fuck this woman and shoot up her club and give her a goddamn baby. I'm so sick of this. Leave them
was
alone.
so very. They need, for whatever upcoming seasons, if there are any, they need new reunion hosts
Can I volunteer as tribute so
because
we can sit there and go, girl.
they're not messy. Like, they're not messy enough.
They're not, because I'm like, you're
Because
not.
there is so much that could have been like pulled out and they didn't.
Yeah, because, yeah, there's so many questions I have. Okay. So,
Because I would not let Jackie slide like she
oh, absolutely
did.
not. It's like,
And
girl.
you.
So, can we talk? Let's start. Let's talk about the fashions and what the fuck was that? Paul
Was
looked like a
that?
fuck boy. I'm like,
Yes, it was so
sir,
weird.
you're a little too cute to be looking this like
Like you
ridiculous.
disheveled it and
I was like, I don't know.
I
And the
don't
fact
like
that Kwame
this.
outdressed your ass is just
Chat.
interesting to me. And it's like,
I don't know. Kwame's not a bad dresser. He just
he's
has
not,
a
he just
bad haircut.
is a bad haircut. He has a bad personality. I mean, I don't know. But it was just like,
As
I thought he
yeah,
looked cute. And of course, my bubbly
hair.
Brett Brown, you knew he was going to be
Oh,
cute.
he was going to be
You
particular.
knew it was like,
His fit
baby,
was going to be together.
together. He's like, oh, this could not be happening today. I'm like, because when you saw the clip, when they saw the preview, I'm like, it better not be about my girl. Because wait, and I was like, oh, wait, it's about his pants.
Yeah,
Oh.
they fucked us up with
I was like, it
that.
better not, wait a minute, hold up. Tiffany, my girl. Tiffany, my girl. I'm like, wait, it's about pants. Oh.
I genuinely do
Was
like
like,
love them as a couple. Like they look and like feel so like authentically in love, and it's
oh my God.
so
It's
beautiful to
so
see.
beautiful. It literally, I have
And
not
you
felt this way
know,
about a couple since Cameron and Lauren. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, it's that little
and
twins. I'm
like
like, I just want
the
everything
fact
nice.
that like they live in, what is it, Seattle or Portland? What was it?
I think it's Seattle.
Seattle, and they are still able to have black friends. Like both
Listen.
of them.
Uncle
Okay.
Jay, do you know them? I want to know, have y'all been to Jay's comedy show? Have you been there?
We
Have y'all been
do, but
to the
we
show?
should definitely ask him if he's seen them.
Wait a minute. Have you been? Because let me tell you should go to his show because he's fucking funny. You should go see him. See? I just, so I will say the women on the reunion, they looked very, very pretty. I'm sorry, Chelsea was like stunning to me, and I don't think she's a stunning woman. I think she's pretty, but she
I wouldn't
was
go that
stunning
far.
on the reunion. I was like, oh, she look all put together
Stunning,
and cute. Okay,
stunning
see.
still feels a bridge too far for me,
Oh my gosh.
but
Why am I alone in this?
she looked radiant. I will give that. Yes.
Why are we like this? You're like, stunning though. Is that the word we want to use? I guess I guess we don't. I don't know. I have to say, and I could not stand her, but I loved Micah's dress.
Yes, it
I love
was
a red dress. I
really
don't know what it is about a red dress. I just love it. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but
pretty.
I just love it. Arena can choke.
Upper, like,
It's like, girl,
girl,
listen here, Maleficent. Don't be walking up in here like, oh my gosh, girl. I'm like,
they
girl.
like Micah and Irina were.
Weird.
It's not just weird, but it was like y'all are too, they were like 2000s teen movie Mean Girl era, like levels
Child.
of villainous.
It was just kind of like, girl, why are y'all like this? It's like,
Just
what is happening? Why are
like it
y'all
felt
doing
like
this?
they were like stunted in high school or something.
Yes. I don't even understand. But yeah, let's yeah, off the fashion. Everybody looks nice. No one looks terrible except for Paul. When you think about the reunion, I was like, what were you like? I need answers to this because I had a scroll of things that I was like, something needs to happen. But what were you like? We better get this.
I need to understand why Kwame was trying to play like his mom was on the phone in that call. Are you on speakerphone and ain't nothing coming through?
We can't hear nothing because his mama said, I'm not signing that fucking release. Okay? You better not put my voice on this phone. Okay? Put my voice on this
Got
camera and
some
guess what the
issues
fuck?
to
I will put a
do.
root on you. And also, I'm like, I want to understand where the rumor that his sister is like a crisis actor. I'm like, wait a minute, time
Yeah, that
out. What?
was weird.
I was like, I'm on TikTok, but I'm not on TikTok like
So,
that.
yeah,
Where the
but like,
hell? I was
that didn't make any
that
sense.
didn't make any sense. And they all actually do look related. It's actually kind of weird. Was like, what?
What?
Why? Okay. So I just. Okay. Kwame and Chelsea, the whole
And
time they're on the show,
some,
I'm like, girl, y'all don't make any
they don't
sense.
sit right. Like something in my spirit don't sit
It's like
right.
it seems like you're doing too
It
much.
exactly
Because that creepy photo
because,
shoot in the Calvin Klein's, I was like, this
now
is
it
not turning
feels
me
like
on.
Chelsea is pushing it for I can't be wrong reasons, and Kwame's just going along with it.
Yeah, because that whole thing, like everybody's like, they thankful for Auntie Chelsea. They know you. See,
Right?
I'm being rude. Oh, they actually know your white ass? Like, what?
It's giving
It's
performative.
being way too performative. And Kwame's coming like, let me show you. I really do love her. I'm like,
And like,
sir.
I'm really, all of a sudden now it's like, I'm really proud of my blackness. They just didn't put that in, they didn't air
Sir, you said you
all
couldn't
this,
go to the prom because you couldn't go get your prom date because you're black. Not because your prom date's family was racist. You could,
because
like, my black skin prohibited me. Did
Bro,
No.
like I get the whole premise of love is blind, but there's some things that should be known to the people that you're matching with, and that would be race, because race is a huge factor in all dynamics. It sucks, but
Sucks.
it's the truth. And even if you are okay with it, is your grandpa, I'm gonna call him colored at the dinner table?
Yeah, because Chelsea was
Is
so
he going to
interesting
have to
about
eat
her dad.
Thanksgiving
She was
out in the
so nervous. I'm
driveway?
like, what the fuck is your dad gonna say to him? What is he gonna say?
Exactly.
I was like,
Like,
wait,
is this
hold
going to be Elon James White situation? Like, is he going to be in the
Oh,
driveway during
no.
Thanksgiving?
Not driveway
Let me
turkey.
know.
Not we eating the sweet potatoes in the car, honey.
Like,
Oh, I hope not.
because, like, there's some people where I you Kwame is one of those people who willingly steps into it.
Yeah.
Like he wouldn't care. Like he would find it like a notch on his belt to have gotten a racist white man's daughter. But there's some people who are just, I fell in love with this person, I fell in love, and they fell in love with me. It kind of sucks that their family is like that.
Yeah,
Or
I
like
just
it's I hate that I have no sympathy for
I don't, and
it.
the thing, so the thing about it is the
But I feel good that we have Brett and Marshall, where I can fully be
I'm
like,
like, let me just, there is
surprised with
a
them.
TikTok because I didn't like Barnett when he was on the show like first season. Everybody knows, Cameron and Barnett for the first season, and they are actual friends, but he has that TikTok where he's like, we're boys and we're friends. Yeah. And this is my boyfriend. Wait, what? No, because I'm just saying we're boys and we're friends. Oh, okay. Yeah. And don't mess with my boyfriend. He's like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I like Brett and his boyfriend, Marshall. I'm like, I love those two. I love that they're friends.
A contingent of people that really don't like Marshall, and I've yet to understand fully why.
I'm a Baltimorean. I could tell y'all why. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I am a Baltimorean, but yeah, Marshall is very.
I think Marshall is very cool. He's trying to be magnanimous. The however for me is that he's cosplaying as a really nice guy, and I don't think he is.
Okay.
So I think it's like, I don't think he's a bad guy, but I think he's harping on too much of a, I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy. When
Okay,
you're
I can
nice,
see
you
that.
don't have to yell it to nobody. They already know that about you. I
I
think
can
you're
see
being very
that.
magnanimous right now when it comes to Jackie, because he was magnanimous on that interview with full and on the Vile Files. He was on there with Nick Vile, and I'm like, if you would have told me that Nick Vile's a better interviewer than Howie Mandel, who used to have a fucking daytime talk show, I'd be like, girl, what? Absolutely not. But Nick Vile is a good one. Also, and Micah is going to be on the Vile Files. But there was something that happened during the interview where Marshall was talking about an argument they got into. And because she, Jackie is, I think she's a search tech, and she was like just studying to do that. And he was like, yeah, I was going to tell him. I'm like, why don't you just go further? I'm like, you don't want to go further? And the fact that this white man sat there is like, yeah, so I'm a little bit older than you, so I'm gonna tell you what you did wrong. It's like, I cool. And he's like, yeah, because I'm like, I get it. It's like you want to fix people. Sometimes you're like, we're men and we want to fix, and but sometimes that comes off condescending. I was washing my dishes when I listened. I was like, God damn it. It's like,
Okay. I can. All right. I understand. I don't understand fully like the hate train, but I can
hate train, no, but I can
understand
understand where it's
why
like
people he don't curl all the way over for some people.
He got a couple red flags that I'm like, yeah, no. And then he said he's from Baltimore, and I was like, okay.
I'm still not over, like, I can't unsee it. Somebody says he has Disney princess eyes, and I can't,
Oh my
can't take me
God.
seriously.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I think
Oh my God.
it was Queen from Tea with Queen and Jay who said.
He really does have the softest, most beautiful eyes. It's like, I just want to talk to, because the way he like sat and talked, it's like you just want to look at him. He'd be like, why are you staring at me? Because your eyes are
Like
so
he's like
beautiful.
that,
I'm
he's
just
like that
melting,
Disney-fied
looking into your
filter.
gaze.
He's like that Disney-fied filter that people were putting on their pets with the
When
big
I tell
eyes.
you, Disney Princess Eyes is the name of this episode. Because we are clowns. I was like, now you understand. Now I cannot unsee this. I'm like, he does. I don't know what it is. And it's like, I don't think he's solved. But let's go back to Chelsea and Kwame. And I'm like, the fact that we had quote unquote love triangles. I'm like, did we though? And then with Micah. And so this thing that happened on this, see, here's the thing. There's two women that was on that stage that should have been cussing people out. One of them is Bliss. The second one is
It's
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Chelsea should have cussed your ass clean the
Yes,
fuck out.
Queen. Chelsea wanted to throw hands so
She
bad.
looked like she looked scrappy as fuck.
I think like it was when it was during, I can't remember, I think it was like either episode 10 or 11 where they met up by that pool or whatever. And I could, you, Chelsea wanted to like mush her in her face
You know she
so
did.
badly.
You know she did.
And she was trying to like be as
I'm
composed
trying
as
to be
possible.
nice.
She's trying to be the bigger person.
And I'm like, why should you be? And
Exactly.
why should you
Like,
be? Because when they
because
showed
she
that scene of
wasn't.
them meeting up with their dogs, I'm like, I would have chained my dog to bite you. I'm sorry, that's mean.
Listen, that 20-minute pool conversation, that I would have been
I'd have left.
out.
And the
Like, I
thing
would
about
have
it is,
gone.
I'm kind of glad this kind of, I give a petal of a flower to Kwame for saying I was wrong in that, and this is my fault. I'm like,
Yes.
yeah,
I mean, it took him long enough
it took him long
to
enough because you
find
were acting like in the
fault.
moment you ain't understand what the fuck she was talking about. I'm like, that doesn't make her insecure. It kind of makes you insecure because you literally want to have this conversation with Micah, because the way she set up the whole I'm dumping you thing was so odd. We are so great and I love you, but I'm gonna pick Paul, so see y'all later. Wait,
I feel like he was trying to keep her as a rebound option.
yeah. I really, the thing about it is like, I don't. When I look at Mike, I'm like, I don't get it. It's like, I don't get it. I feel that way about Arena. I'm like, I don't get it. But it was
Same.
kind of like you go, okay. It is like, Kwame, what did you want her to do? Because I'm so sorry if you, because we're having the dynamic of the second choice. There's like two couples on this show. Well, three. Jacquelina gets on my nerves. But it's like basically this was the season of the second choice. Because if Micah had not said no, Kwame and Micah probably would be together. And he's like, oh no, I had my breakup together. You are a goddamn
That
lie.
same lie.
You are
If Micah had
lying.
said yes, it would have been completely
It would have
different.
been over. It's like you the
Speaking of like the second choice, I am very happy for Zach and Bliss, but I'm so disappointed in Bliss. If you broke up with me in the pods and chose to
Oh,
pursue
hell no. I'd
somebody
be on
else,
the
you can't ask me
You
out on
can't
a
call me
date.
out. You cannot call me and say, girl, I made a mistake.
After she
So
tells you
bring
to
me the
your
steak,
face
surf and
that
turf,
she,
bitch. Top
like,
shelf.
Bliss seems like a very charitable person, someone who is better than me, and I don't mean that in the shady way. I mean, I'm a terrible person.
It's like, no, I'm a terrible person. You so silly. I mean, I'm a terrible person.
So, like, I
Girl.
see why this didn't like end a possibility with Zach for her. But had it been me,
Oh, I'd have blocked him. It's like, don't call me. Do not call
the
me.
way I would have cackled in his face if he
It's
called
like,
and asked me
kidding.
for a date.
Can we meet up for
Because
what? For what? What do you need?
now,
What do
on
you
top
need?
of you having dumped me, I now can see your actual face, and you're not even cute.
Okay, see. Okay. All right, so we're here. Okay. This
Like,
was
as much as I
also
don't like Irina, this is why I couldn't do
the
something like this, because looks matter too much to me.
Yeah.
Because I would have had a similar reaction as her. I just wouldn't have agreed to continue on.
I would have been like, no, we gone. So
Yeah,
here's
I
the
would have
other
had.
thing about that. It's the season of second choice, and also all the men ain't fine. And you think I'm going on Love is Blind. So it's like all everybody should be conventionally attractive. And I'm like, maybe conventional means something different to y'all.
They are really, really putting the blind part of this experiment
Because I was like, now hold on.
to the
We ain't
test.
talking about Brett because Brett is fine. We damn sure not talking about Tiffany because Tiffany fine as fuck. We're not talking about that. But also, there were other beautiful people in the pods. And I'm like, so why we? I don't
And
think Zach
like
is ugly, but he
and then
ain't.
the ugly one, like the men, like Zach and Paul give me, actually no, Zach is just, he gives me weird accountant that doesn't get out much. And Paul gives me serial killer vibes. Like, he has this very flat affect and monotone way of speaking that it's disturbing to me and my spirit.
Okay,
So, like, on
so we're
top of
here.
not having the actual personality, they don't have the looks either. So I'm not sure how they made it to
I don't
this point.
understand either. I'm
They must not be airing like the really good parts of them in the
like, I mean,
pods, because from what I'm
maybe that's what it
seeing,
is. It's like, because I'm sitting here like,
because I'm not seeing it. And then the whole serenading thing,
girl, please leave. I was
that would have
like,
been that.
unplug the damn amp. What is happening?
Like, girl, I would have been pretending I was on MTV's Next,
Excuse me,
because
I would have been
you
asleep like
cannot.
Tiffany. Are you still there? No.
No. Oh, I was so, when Tiffany fell asleep, I got so scared. I was like,
I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like,
was like,
as a bitch that has fallen asleep, I'm like, no, Brett, give us like a chance. Oh my God,
please.
please. Because he walked in. I am done with her.
Exactly. Like, I was like, stop.
Because I was like, wait a minute, you couldn't bang on the glass. Y'all couldn't. Hello, are you still in there? No, he couldn't do that. He couldn't do that.
My girl was just tired.
I was like, girl, I'm like, I felt that whole, oh my God. I drank too much alcohol and fell asleep in my spirit. I'm like, she just drank too much.
I was going to be so upset if he didn't. Ooh.
I was like, no, don't, like, no. Give her another chance.
That was like the best cliffhanger of this season, I was like, I think.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Brad, no. So the fact that they're together. So we talked about Chelsea v. Kwame or Alex Kwame. Or I was like, girl, what the hell is going on with your theories? Like, he don't like his name. I was like, what's his name?
Oh.
It's kind of like with SK. I'm like, so when they said his name, I'm like, why y'all like that name? Is so difficult to say. You got SK AG and AK-47 and y'all. I'm like, what the hell?
I'm sure they're harboring some stuff from like elementary, middle school, right, where kids made fun of their name. But it's 2023, we're grown, and if another grown adult is going to make fun of your name, they have no business being
in they're not company. Grown adults,
they have no they're business being in their company,
they're not,
so you're losing out on nothing.
Right. So we went from Chelsea v. Kwame and Micah. Let's go to the other side with Micah, Paul, and Zach. I didn't realize we had that love triangle here.
Weird.
It was like, okay. So when Micah did the, I'm going to let Paul answer, I was like.
Mm-hmm. I felt like that was, like, at first I thought it was manipulative, but then I was like, you know what? That was actually a good on her part, because she knew what was up.
She had to, because if you were so sure, she would have just said it.
Really did want to marry him.
She did.
So she was like, I'm not going to embarrass myself by saying I knew first and then you say I can't, but yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
So I am fully in support of her doing that.
I thought it was like, because what she did, I was like, yeah, because you don't want to say, yes, I do, because you knew he was going to say no.
Right.
You knew he was. Because the thing about it is, like, before that, I'm like, I didn't give no itch to, like, he's really, like, second-guessing this. And it wasn't till literally the finale. I'm like, wait a minute, you're second-guessing this now? I was like, what?
Did but y'all also, edit that this out? This is why he gives me serial killer vibes. Like, you can't, you just never know, like.
It was so weird to me. I'm like,
what's going to come next with him? Because he gives you no clues.
Because it was the way that Micah was talking. So the thing about it is, it's like, Micah, I can understand why you're like, girl, I know I want to marry this man, but I don't think he wants me. And I guess it was like, you know, show me that you want to be with me. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting. Micah, ma'am, please stop acting like you really wanted to spend the rest of your life with this man. You just did not want to be embarrassed at the altar. I need you to be that honest. You did not see a complete future with Paul, and quiet as kept. You didn't see it with Kwame's ass either. Let's be very, very clear.
But absolutely believe she still, if Paul had said, I do, she would have said, I do.
I think she would have too. Yeah. Which is so hilarious to me. It's like, y'all been out in probably like 18 months, but that's not the point. You know, like, I guess we're not talking about that part. But we're like, girl, you really didn't want to be with Paul, and you, because you're like, look, he's going to have to be the one to say no, because I'm not, you ain't going to make me look all crazy. I mean, he still ran crying from the altar, as you should. But the thing about it is, it's like, Micah, I feel like, you're not totally wrong, but you're not totally right either. Because I have a feeling that you really, when he was like, how are we going to merge our lives? You're like, I'm not moving from Arizona. It's like,
right.
Okay. Yeah. So
there was always that.
It's like, huh?
That undertow of this isn't going to work out between them.
Because the whole time I'm like, so why did you choose Paul?
Exactly.
It makes
But
no sense to me. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, did you just pick him because he's white? Because that's literally how this is coming off to me.
it's because I don't see the redeeming qualities. It and maybe it's editing, I don't know, but I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I'm like, it don't seem like y'all are really all that compatible. Y'all didn't see compatible in the pods either. You don't see pod compatible in Mexico and like you not merging your lives together right before the
And
wedding. And
then,
I'm like,
right, and then her friends,
girl, child,
ooh-hoo.
I was like, obviously y'all don't
Listen.
know what, but like, I don't think I have any friends that would ever do that.
Ever.
It's like,
Ever.
oh no, this
And
is not going to work.
I feel like some there's I think it was like in Reddit or something, like people are like, Shelby is jealous of Paul because she wants to be in Paul's place. And it was very much giving, I have a crush on my best friend vibes.
I just, yeah, it's so weird to watch because I was like,
Because she they were going hard. And like there's a way to be like, you know, a little bit standoff. Offish and like, you know, testing the waters to see how you like your friend's guy and
yeah.
you know if they're compatible or not. But they were just going all
They were
out.
going very much like he is so
Yes.
not her type. It will never work. I'm like,
They were
what?
giving full Jersey Shore. It was
It's like, what in the hell is wrong? And I was like,
what
now
was
that I do you
that?
think Shelby was right? Yeah. This is not what we should be focusing on because
Oh,
Shelby's a
but
raggedy bitch.
and Shelby would have said that to anybody Micah had
Correct.
brought to her.
I feel like she would have said the same
Because
thing about
like
Kwame and it'd been more
they
problematic.
because like they met for a little while at a bar when they were drunk. So how could Shelby know? Like she couldn't even have a coherent conversation with the man.
It didn't seem like you were talking to him. It seemed like she was just sitting in
Just
judgment of him.
exactly.
You didn't like, you like look at him like,
So
nope, that ain't gonna work. I'm like,
this
what?
whole Shelby thing, like
It's like,
girl.
oh, like the thing about it is like Shelby is her mirror. I'm like, yeah, Micah,
Yep.
you're friends with this
Cause
girl for
y'all
so
are
long because y'all are so
us.
alike.
Yep. It's the mean, like it's that stuck in high school mean girl shit.
And I think that's probably why her and Arena
Got along
got
so
along so
well.
well, because I feel like
They the same
Arena
type
and
of
Shelby
bitch.
would literally be besties.
Oh yeah.
It's like, girl, it's
They would
like,
eat they would be frenemies.
oh, absolutely. They'd be competing for the same dick like at late every fortnight, but still be like, girl, you want to
They would
go get
get yep, be at brunch every Sunday.
So the fact that Zach kind of did not let the chopper spray on Arena, but he damn sure did it on Micah was like hilarious. Because the thing about it is, I was like, Paul, I get it. He was just like, he was like, water off a duck's back, water, don't say anything. And they're like, what y'all over there wishing about? Shut up, Vanessa. Mind your business. Mind
Like,
your
and
business,
Vanessa, I
Vanessa.
feel
Shut
like Vanessa kept harping on Paul, and it was just like he's going to give you the same answer no
He's gonna
matter
give you the same.
how you like phrase it. He's going to give you the
He's
same
going to
answer.
say the exact same
Move
thing.
the fuck on.
Please. He does, I'm like, he did not see a future with her. I feel like that's fine.
Like,
Y'all asked the question for a
right.
reason.
And like you already got out that he said like he couldn't see her being mother, and everybody was like, oh my God, you can move on.
That woman didn't even want to move to the same state he live in. Like, girl,
Like, come on.
it's like he
Turn
did, she
the
didn't even
fuck
want to
on.
move. To she was like
Please.
not willing to budge on that.
Like, be fucking for real.
It's like, please, at least for part of the day. So the fact that Zach was just like, this is not cool that you're trying to paint my friend as that this is totally his fault because he said no. And it's like, yeah, it's not totally his fault. He is the one that said no. You're going to be, here's the thing. If you like get to the altar and you say no, you are the asshole by default. However, comma, Paul, I don't blame you.
Right.
See, it's like I'll blame you saying no because it's like that means like Shelby's gonna be that like I don't got time to be trying to be nice to this bitch.
And like I can understand waiting till you get to the altar, because it's like that weird sunken cost fallacies type of
Yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
So like we spent all this time in the pods getting to know each other. This has to work
Right.
kind of situation. But then like when the rubber meets the road and it's about time to sign those papers, it's like, yeah, no, I tried my best. I can't do it.
Yeah, because it was just kind of like, it just really just came out of nowhere that he was just not sure. And it's like, if you need a friend, get you a Zach. He's like, you are not gonna play in my friend's face. You're not gonna play in my friend's face. No, it is not just him. And I think she wanted to come there. It's like, y'all gonna see he's a terrible person and he should have never left me at the altar. Well, I kind of understand why he did. It's like, but nobody, it's like, it's going to be shitty. He is default the asshole for doing that. He really
Like,
is. It's like, I get it, but it's
you
like,
do
girl.
have all of my sympathy and empathy for being left at the altar, because I'm
Altar?
sure that that feels like absolute trash.
Correct.
However, it's better to be, left at the altar than
Then
stuck
having like
in a
stuck in a marriage,
loveless
and then you
marriage.
gotta, girl, you gotta go down to the courthouse. How many fees have you just dodged, honey?
Exactly.
Because
Listen,
y'all
you
would
don't
be
need
getting
no a
divorced.
divorce attorneys or nothing.
Nothing.
Saved y'all money.
And now I'm like, oh man, he could have been with that other girl that I don't even know if he really was compatible with. It's just kind of like, I don't like y'all don't, Paul and Micah don't make sense. Chelsea and Kwame don't make sense. It's like, y'all do not make sense to me in any part. The
To be
only,
honest,
like,
Zach and Bliss don't make sense to me
I
either,
mean,
but they look
it's
very
true.
happy,
But
so.
also, it seemed like, yeah, so let's, yeah, Zach and Bliss, let's go here.
And it
Because
looked like they make each other
Bliss,
better. Like,
they
they
actually
don't.
seem more compatible. But on paper, they don't, like,
Yeah,
what? On paper, they look
it's
completely compatible. But then you
interesting.
see them and, like, and all.
Right. And I feel like Bliss is too cool.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing. I feel like she is literally a dormant volcano, because I feel like if Arena had said something to Sheena, like, she'd have cussed her
Oh.
ass clean the fuck out. She's like, because I'm like, I seen your
I
mama. I
feel
was
like
like,
Bliss seems like
oh,
the type of person who she kind of lets things slide, but
until she does
she's
it.
keeping that list in her mind. She's got like, and that last time she's running down that list of all the little things you've said, all the jabs you've taken, and she is going to let you have
Cause she like,
it.
I'm cool with this until I'm not cool, and then you better leave me the fuck alone. Cause
She's like, I let you off with a
I
warning
let
the
you off
first
with a warning.
time.
I got the man. I'm like, girl, I guess. It's like, okay, you got the prize, I guess. So yeah, so Arena. Oh, so I said two women should have been cussing people out. Micah, you had a whole lot for Paul. You ain't had shit for Arena. And she's supposed to be your goddamn friend.
And
It's
she over
like,
there flirting with
and
your
you're like,
fiance.
yeah, I mean, we talked about it. You are so flippant about that. That is so wild to me. It's like, huh? It's like, but y'all were like mean girls, and don't mean girls. I mean, we got girl codes, but don't mean girls got girl code too? Because I feel like y'all, you should have, like, you shouldn't be too cool on her.
I mean, granted, I'm not a mean girl, so I don't really know how that works.
Right. I don't know.
But off the strength of being territorial, what the fuck?
Right. It's like, I'd be like looking at you, I'm like, I get it. Y'all in the pods and y'all all dating the same people, but it should not even,
Like,
nobody should
once
even
we get
joke
past the
about that.
proposal part,
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's
they're
like,
off
it's a
limits.
done deal. So I know you saw her apology from her Instagrams,
Ciao.
where she was like, I'm sorry, I'm not like that. And then a few sentences later said, this show is my mirror. I'm like, so I feel like you don't understand
You,
what a
what
mirror
mirror
is.
is,
It's like, so that means
or
that
you
is
were just
you.
lying and forgot by the second paragraph? I don't.
Yeah, it was like,
It
huh? And then you came, when I tell you, when she started tearing up and you heard laughter, I said,
yes,
see, now we can't have no
the
more audience because they
people
like,
knew. Listen, that the audience was not here
they like,
for
they
her
like, we are
crocodile
not here for
tears.
this bullshit. I'm like, girl, this
Like,
bitch is lying.
and Cheska Lee did like a little recap of like how all of this like the whole reunion sucked from a TV writer and producer standpoint. And she was like, if anything, Irina should have been the one that did the pre-recorded little snippet, and Jackie and Josh should have been zoomed in live, like
Correct.
they do for 90 Day Fiancé.
Hello. They do it for the housewives. Like, y'all could have zoomed somebody
Zoom.
in, bitch. Y'all could have
Hello.
zoomed them in. Y'all, I'm like, wait a minute.
A death threat coming through Zoom
Girl,
now? They gonna
fuck
stab you
you.
through the
Like,
monitor?
get your ass on this screen. Get your ass on this
Y'all
screen.
just didn't want to have to face any hard questions.
Right. I
And they
mean,
didn't
it's
even
like y'all
throw any
coming, y'all
hard
sitting with the
questions.
Lacheys.
I was
They ain't
like, there's, and this is why they need a new host and they
gonna
need a new format for the, it can't just be like questions that the host has.
be no
Like,
hard
get some questions from Twitter, get some questions from TikTok and Instagram.
questions.
Really, like,
That's it. Can I volunteer Tamron Hall so people go, oh, she's so mean to him, but she getting the answers
yes.
y'all want.
Like, even Andy could have done better.
Hello, and that's bad.
And
Where
you
I'm
know
like,
he played
where's Andy
favorites.
Cohen? Where's Andy Cohen? Cause like,
Because
girl,
this was just like Nick and Vanessa trying to
we have so many questions. Do
have a
you?
Ponderosa.
It's like, we got so many questions. Do you now?
They was having a Ponderosa. They was on
It's
their
like, did
Jackie
y'all?
Christie.
Child, it was
Because
like,
this
what were
was
y'all
very
talking about in that
much
house about not having babies? What were y'all in there
like
talking about?
y'all could have just invited them to your house and had
Hello.
cocktails and some like a charcuterie board
Come on.
and done it that and had no cameras because that's the energy it gave me. It gave nothing.
It's like, girl, who
I'm
asked
like,
for this?
and it was not like I'm expecting like people to get up and start boxing,
No.
but there was questions that needed to be answered and people that needed to be told that they were
Somebody
terrible
need to
human
be told
beings.
that, because Arena, what you're not gonna do is go like, oh, I apologize probably to all those people. Really?
And
Which people?
then to have Bartice,
Girl,
don't
I said,
nobody care about him
bitch,
and
what?
you
Why the
don't
fuck
remember
is he
that
on my
baby?
screen? Y'all really trying to make it seem like that fuck
Y'all
boy
are
is a.
dragging it.
It's like y'all fucking tried it with Bartice. I'm like, so first of
We didn't
all,
like him
we
last
don't like him,
season. We
girl.
don't like him now. Having a baby don't make you likable.
He's like, where you gonna have a baby like me? You mean, listen here,
And
wheelchair
now
Jimmy.
I feel bad for his baby mama because she didn't ask for any of this.
Ain't asked for none of this. And people
That
talking about
poor
that.
woman is being ripped to shreds, and she
That's
ain't done
not
nothing
right.
but birth a baby.
Imagine. I'm like, why? It's not our fault that you look like you visiting your child because you know your child ain't in your life for real. I'm like,
It's not my fault. The baby just looked like he met you.
I'm like, the thing about it is, I'm like, it's given like supervised visitation, but go off,
Right?
sis. I'm like,
It's very much like this was unnecessary.
I'm like, why am I looking at Bartice on my screen?
Like, why are we bring if you're going to bring back anybody from a previous season, be it a let it be a married couple.
Hello? Let me tell you
Like, why
something.
do we want nobody wants to see
Nobody. We do not want this.
He is not the cameo that you thought he was.
Okay.
Was
It was
everybody else
like,
busy or
I mean,
something?
please. It's like, why am I looking at Bartiz? Who asked for this?
Like, what is the point of bringing
Send
on
it back to the
someone
kitchen.
who did not get married, who was problematic as fuck? Who hasn't done anything but be on another Netflix dating show? Like, how's that fit into what we're doing right now?
It does not. It's like, short answer, it doesn't. It's like, girl. So I want to know the fact that, so let me get more together. When Zach was like, the only receipts that I have are the ones that tell my story, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? Because I think he
Didn't
also brought
see.
out mental health. And I was like, why would he? And then I looked at the receipts he brought up. He brought up is basically was just talking about his mother, who has real mental health issues. So instead of you going, you are a raggedy bitch for trying to like hide behind you being an asshole and mean girl with mental health when my mother actually has real issues. I was like, why would he? Oh, because he's basically saying, bitch, fuck you. Girl, fuck you. You're
I
not
was
gonna say
trying to
like mental
find.
health.
Okay, that was the receipt because I didn't. I wasn't able to find.
I said receipts. I'm like, what the hell is he? Oh, and I mean, it is a lot to read because it's like his mama put them through it. She had her own stuff. It was like she was destroying shit. So I'm like, girl, you're not going to sit here talk about mental health. And it's like,
Like,
I'm not even going to waste
I
any time
hate
on you.
that when people who are in the public eye rightfully get dragged, they want to bring up mental health. And it's very much like, I get it. Being dragged on the internet is not a good feeling. Yes, it will give you anxiety, it will make you depressed, it will do all these things. But also, you are barking up the wrong tree for sympathy.
It was like, what did you want them to do? Because,
What do you
ma'am.
expect when you are not just being edited and portrayed as a mean girl? You are actually a
You
mean
being
girl.
one.
You are actually not a likable person.
Correct.
You are actually doing things that harm other people's mental health.
But you don't like you want to sniffle.
That's
It's like that's why they were like,
why the audience
cry
laughed at you.
me a river. It's like, give me a glass. I will drink your tears, bitch.
It's like y'all came on this show to find love, but you made it your mission to also try and sabotage other people.
Because the fact that Zach said, you
And that
only
was
came on this
ugly.
show to be famous. I said,
Famous.
oh, and she ain't really,
You don't have a good rebuttal
you, and that's
because
the thing,
there
it's
is
like,
none.
what? It's like, you
And
can't really say anything, because I mean, he's not
folks would have been
lying.
making a very good point about they probably need to either fully lean into the ridiculousness or cut Love Is Blind off now because what was it? The first one or two seasons, people didn't like it hadn't aired yet, so people didn't know premise, but now people are going on looking to make a scene, looking to be the next big villain or whatever. So it's get
It's getting
the,
weird.
yeah.
It's getting very weird. I mean,
So you
Shake is not a
either
unicorn. So that's why
lean,
you get a shake.
right. So you either lean into it fully and get it scripted poorly, acted like Love and Hip Hop, or
Or
you
F-Boy
flop it
Island,
all
because that I
together.
swear they leaned into a lot of
Oh,
shit on F-Boy
yes.
Island. And I
Yes,
love
they
that
did.
show. I'm like, oh, they leaned into all of this
The
to make this shit funny.
ridiculousness. Yes.
So if you're not
Because
gonna
they're
do
not
that,
taking it. See, they
we're not.
know it's not serious. If they're not taking it seriously, the people on it are, aspiring actors or whatever.
It's like you can tell. It's like, oh, okay.
But
So
yeah.
yeah, the fact that it's kind of like Zach was getting little jabs here and there. He got jabs in with Arena. He got jabs in with Micah. I'm like, why do I feel like you could have hosted this reunion?
Listen, Zach was not here
He was
for
not here for the
anybody's
shits.
shenanigans.
He was not here for the
He
shits. He's
was
like, let me tell you,
like,
I
I
had no
came
time for
here for the.
shenanigans.
Isn't he a lawyer?
I think
Isn't he
he
a lawyer?
is.
That explains it.
You can tell. It's like he's good with his
He's
words. You can tell. He's like, excuse me.
not here.
He literally
He's not
typed up
gonna
his
let you
opening statement.
mischaracterize him, his friends, or anything that happened.
The thing about this is like Bliss, I get it. You're like, I'm water off a duck's back. I fly above all the haters. I would have came off my perch and cussed her out. Like you have worried, because one, it wasn't just towards one person. So that's
And
the other
you
thing. And that's why I was like, Bliss, run, literally lay her ass out. It wasn't just her.
And you know, I now that I'm thinking about it, I can see where Bliss and Zach are compatible in when it comes to conflict. Because Zach is very much like once he reached his boiling point on the reunion, and that's why he was like, but he's not gonna cuss anybody out. He's going to give you the facts, and this is how it is, and I'm not gonna
You're
stand
raggedy and I
for
hate you, and I'm so glad. It was
exactly.
like,
I can see, and you know he did, like I feel like he really amped it up a little bit on Irina's behalf because he didn't want her to get in the mud. So okay, I'm seeing it for them now that I'm thinking about it.
It's not like
Okay.
you go, I'm like, y'all both handle this way, and I'm like, y'all should have cussed
I
that
feel
bitch out.
like me I feel like the thing that really lets me know that certain couples will be all right is when the man kind of stands up for his wife in certain, like, and not just against other people, but just like in general. Like thinking back to Brett and Tiffany when Tiffany was so stressed out about wedding planning and Brett was just there to comfort her, not make it about himself, not try to change her mind about what was going on, not validating her. Like he was just a solid,
It's just being a solid guy. And I'm like, thank you. Sometimes, like, nigga, I don't need you to fix it. I just need you to be a soundboard for my venting. That's it.
I can see Zach being that for Irina as well.
Yeah. Because
I mean, not
she,
Irina, sorry, Bliss. Woo!
Bliss, I know, right,
Freudian
child?
slip, my
Because the
goodness.
thing about it is like, they had good questions about, so if you weren't attracted to him the minute you saw him, why would you go through all of this?
Thank you.
It's like, why would you do all this? You could have been like, I don't think this is going to work. And the
And
fact that they
then
were like sitting there brushing their teeth, talking about, oh, I thought about, I knew it wasn't going to work on this day. I thought it was going to work on this day. I'm like, girl, what the hell? Why are you wasting all these
And
people's time?
like it's bad enough that it was pretty apparent you didn't find him attractive, but then you
Because.
go and like do these like little insulting, making these insulting comments, like the
The thing that got me, she's like, you look like a cartoon character. Which one? And then
fuck
she didn't have an
is
answer.
wrong
I'm
with you?
like,
And answer.
girl, what the
It was very
hell are you talking about then? I was like, then what are you, girl, what are you talking about?
like
You don't even have an answer.
you have all of this mean girl energy, like say it with your chest with the other women, but now it's like it's that low-key nasty. It's not even nice nasty, it's just nasty but very in a soft voice.
It's like, girl, it's like, okay, we don't care, girl. You do whatever the hell you want to do. And they're just like, girl, I don't even see you. Mind you, y'all all live in the same city. So it's not like, it's like, y'all might see them. Who knows? But it's kind of like, girl, we don't care. It's like, we don't care. So.
Like, and I feel like it's probably akin to say something like New York, where it's a big city, but they're so segregated in terms of groups and what people are affiliated with,
True.
what people's hobbies are. Like, you're not gonna find too many people that spend most of their days, say, like in Soho, I don't know,
True.
in the
No.
Bronx or something like that. So,
Maybe y'all got boroughs. Where it's like,
yeah,
yeah, I'm always
something
in the
like
Bronx
that.
and you always in Brooklyn. So
Yeah.
I ain't gonna see
Or like this person
you.
only goes to high-end vegan coffee shops or something, and the other one is always at a barbecue spot. Simple shit like
No,
that.
that makes sense. Before we lay into the last little Brett, let's talk about somebody fun. Let's talk about Brett and Tiffany, how literally they're least problematic. They're like, they ain't really talk. I'm like, because there wasn't no real drama with them.
Right, like they were just happy to be together, to be there.
It's
To And you know what? I love it. I
I love it. So
love
unproblematic.
seeing unproblematic, healthy black love on the
Hello.
television.
Because y'all tried to set us up with them damn, that whole thing. This, oh, they, so we just tried and this didn't happen. I'm like, girl, what? No. Oh, it's about pants?
Pants. Listen,
Girl.
Brett is my people because
Child.
he is extremely particular, like myself. He is very meticulous in how he orders his home, like myself.
When I tell you it
And when
was
his pants
funny,
didn't fit
he was like,
the
oh,
way
hell
he wanted
no.
them to fit, I felt that in my spirit.
Honey, because
You
it
are not going
was
to
kind of like,
have me on my day
on my day,
looking a
I'm marrying
fool.
my queen. I'm looking snatched. Okay. I'm not gonna look a hot mess. You see this beautiful black woman I'm marrying? And they're like, oh man, that ain't no problem. He's like, no, it is a fucking problem. It's a fucking problem. No, I ain't doing this. I gotta look good. Listen, and it was just like,
I would prefer him to get that upset over pants over anything else. He was cool as a cucumber for
everything else. That's why I was like, wait a minute, what has happened? Brett seems so not laid back, but very much like, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out.
Have baby. That energy just... for your clothing and not for life. I love Hello. It.
I love it. I love it on a problem, Mac King.
I'm not even going to go that far because I don't know these people like that.
Right.
But from what I see.
But I from like what it. I've seen. So I'll say that. From what we saw, yes. I love, like, it was very unproblematic. And they did give me Cameron and Lauren's, like, yes. tease. It was, they didn't have a whole dynamic. Bunch of drama with them either. It's like, and
I feel like they have this very, it's, a very when you look at them they look peaceful, like right. they bring a peaceful energy to wherever they are
and they just fit. You look at them like you're like, y'all didn't did y'all really just meet? Because I feel right? like y'all didn't just meet.
Y'all are too cute. I love them.
I was like, oh my god, I love them. And then
I
like,
love their love.
We didn't really see them talking. I'm like, because well the drama's well, not with them
exactly, and I'm happy about that. I am so glad, like, Netflix had to manufacture suspense for them.
Right.
As opposed to their
actually
being
suspense. Because I was like, let me tell you something. If something is going on here, I'm not going to like this. So y'all better not be trying to set me up to get my heart broken. Okay.
Well, one thing I know is... A couple months from now, I better not hear nothing come out about nobody's secret traveling buddy. And I better not. This better not be another SK and Raven situation. I know
it
that
better
much.
Not. So let me tell you
I'll
something.
Burn it all
if
down.
I have to get on a buddy pass and get up to Washington State, don't test me.
Listen, I can't take it no more. I can't.
No. I love it. I love like a more mature, because I think they're both over 35. So I think that's the other part of that.
Yes.
They're a little bit older. They're
but
not like you hold.
That also makes sense to why they are so
Right. They're like, girl, I'm over 35.
We've been through the dating
pool. Child.
There is piss in the water. We're good.
We are so good, honey. It's like, no, we're not doing that. So it's like they are the palate cleanser that we needed. Because I'm like, they're just like, girl, we just have a good time. We are getting married. The only drama in our life on this show is pants.
Exactly.
It's like that's it. I was like, well, you kind of close. Okay, he made it on time, girl. We good, we good. So yeah. So the final the I almost say the main event, because it's not main. But Marshall v. Jacquelina v. Josh. So very so I have said this, and I said it on Zell's show, where the fact that Jacqueline, girl, I don't know what her name is.
Who cares?
Was like put out this statement about like she's like, it's the editing and made it seem like this. And I was like, well. And I do not think what I said was nasty. I don't think what I said is nasty at all. Hold please. Because I'm like, look here, I feel like I gotta defend my honor. Because I'm like, what you won't do is hop into my fucking DMs to tell me something. I'm like, girl, I don't give a damn. I was like, bitch, what? I was like, oh hell no. Girl. Are you effing kidding? I'm like, what? Wait, why are we here? Wait,
and this
why
time,
are we here?
You know, she knows. She was wrong as fuck.
That's
because
like,
she wouldn't be trying to argue with any Tom, Dick, and Harry on the internet about it.
Apparently, she was hopping on everybody. So she put up this
so
thing.
She knew.
Right. I was like, girl. So she put on her Instagrams. I have seen the latest episodes that have premiered on Love is Blind, and I must speak the truth. Marshall and I were broken up before I saw Josh at the coffee shop. I am wearing different clothes. My hair is styled different. And at the end of the video, I say, I don't know if I'm going to be with Josh. I am not sure what the reason is for playing the coffee shop date before the breakup. but to restate, Marshall and I were broken up before Josh and I had our coffee shop date. As for the ring, Marshall did not pay for the ring. Love is Blind paid for the rings. Girl, I watched The Bachelor. We all know this shit. I'm
I
like,
do
girl,
not,
it
I don't care who paid for the
was
ring. You deep. It'd be one thing if Marshall reneged on his proposal.
like,
I get keeping the ring then. But if you are the one to initiate the end of your fiancéship, you
yeah.
give the ring back.
Just give the ring back. So this is what I posted. I reposted her stuff, and this is what I said. So dot. Why didn't you show up for the dress fitting? And why did everyone, including Marshall, expect you there? I was like, now that is what I said to her. And I said, I'm like, wait a minute, because that's not making sense. I'm like, girl, we've been watching reality. We know how editing fucking works. Did you or did you not meet up with him? Because I could have sworn that lot. In that living room when y'all were talking, she said, I saw Josh. Could have swore she said that. So was it really that different?
Also, with this whole editing thing. They wouldn't have nothing to edit together if you didn't do all this
Did
shit.
they give you a script to say? Did you give you
Like,
scenes and scene? Did they tell you?
from jump, you have kind been sketch when it comes to Marshall.
It really, it's like very much like
So,
it seemed like y'all were so compatible, and then y'all get to Mexico and shit ain't sweet. I was like, so this is what she put in my DMs. And that's the thing, I'm not the only person. I'm like, I know other people. Em, she said to me, so I was like, why is I'm like, what the hell? I was blocked to not go to the wedding dress fitting. I have messages, but Netflix is trying to hush me because I have all my receipts. Now,
girl,
honey, I have not answered her, and let me just tell you why. Girl, I don't care. What am I supposed to?
why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? And the thing about it is,
Go
other
talk to
people,
a
she has talked to
blogger.
people. I am not one of those. I'm not a blogger by trade, and I'm not trying to be messy. Mind you, I'm not saying this on my podcast, but let's be very clear. I'm not reading in some dastardly, I'm not adding any like sound bites and making it seem villainous. I'm like, she was like, I feel like she was sitting there like, I gotta clear my name. Why?
Girl,
For what? What? Why?
why?
Why would you care? You did
Why
not care to hurt Marshall's feelings. So why do
you
you care
did
what
not care?
people care? I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, no, Netflix told me not to say anything. So are they the
Then
reason
why
why you
have
didn't
you
fucking
been
show up to the
saying,
reunion?
but also like you've been saying all you've been showing all these other receipts. Why can't you show this? Does the NDA not apply to everything?
I'm like, do you even have one? Because she said stuff and she deleted some of the stuff. So it's kind of like, okay, Jackie.
Because she realizes her receipts don't say what she thinks they say.
It's not given what you think because she alluded to Marshall calling her, because that's what she said.
She said
She
he
said he
called
called
her
her
a
a slur.
slur.
That is what she said. And it was just like, what the hell did he say to her? So then when they're talking about the conversation, and I was just like, well, you got, because he's like, he
You know you got a
explained it,
strong
strong
jaw.
jaw. It's like,
Okay.
I mean, you could have been born a man. I
No.
don't know. Wait,
And
what?
I get why that is offensive.
Viv, I get
I
why. I
get
get it.
why it's wrong to say that. But you amped it up to make it sound
Like
like
he's
he
being.
called you every T
He called you were saying something like
word.
he called you the T word, and that's not what happened. But you're also not like adding
And
on
you're
to the
also
fact that
not,
you are like you
you
and your
have
friends joked
been
about him being sweet.
homophobic as fuck,
Yeah.
and then was trying to say he found your I don't remember, I don't know what STD that was used to treat, like he found your medication and you said you started taking it because you were worried about your sexual health because you think he's bisexual or gay or something like that. Like,
Right, because
Miss Mamas,
when he
you don't
was
have a
on
leg to stand on when it comes to the
something that'll stay in Seattle with
LGBTQs.
that man that looks like a thumb and her dog. Because when Marshall was on, I think he said it on Nick Vile's podcast, he was just like, she was having a feminine problem. He never said she had an STD. So the fact that it was like, wait, What has happened? Like, it's not like she just literally had a yeast infection.
Like, chat, like,
And I'm
girl.
like,
Girl.
okay.
And this is why I really do not like her, because she has me defending a man.
Hello. Because I'm just like, it. Like the thing about it is, if you are making the best decision for you when it comes to your heart and your mind, you don't really have to do all this apologizing and have to, like, I got to
And
defend my
also,
choice. No, the fuck you
no,
don't.
the way, like, she could have, expressed that she was not compat her and Marshall were not
We're not
compatible. She
compatible.
wasn't going to get, she did not want to get married to him without being cruel. She
Correct.
was cruel.
Yeah.
And that's where she's not getting it.
Yeah. She doesn't get it. And it's like the thing about it, we look at Josh, it was just like, Josh's like an asshole, but I
But
think that's her level of toxic masculinity that
yes,
she can handle.
she
She needs a little
seems like,
toxic, she needs a little
exactly.
toxicity to her masculinity. She really
She
does.
doesn't, she seems like one of those people that doesn't, isn't comfortable in relationships that are peaceful.
Yeah, she's like, I need something to, I need a table shook a little bit. I'm like, and Marshall,
Be aggressive, like,
be aggressive. And then, like, if
you gotta
you need
specify
to be a little, use all of your
this,
words, because it's like, if
because do you mean sexually?
or
Do
just
you
like
expect
stand
him to
up,
put your his hands on you or something when,
right? Like, what are
like,
you
when you're
asking?
having these moments?
Right,
Because
because the
she
thing
was
about
having a lot
it is,
of moments
she
that
was
didn't
having a
really
lot
make
more, and he was
sense.
very, because it was like when she was crying. So he said it, apparently, Jackie's dad had cancer. He was like, she didn't say anything. I didn't know that's why she was so upset. Because apparently her mom had reached out to production to try to talk to her and just like to like have a conversation, like as to let her know what things were going with the dad. But Marshall did not know that. And on one hand, it's like, well, you
And
did just kind of meet her. But the
right,
other thing
but
is like, but you're also engaged.
Marshall was still trying his best to hold space for her, even though he had no clue what was going
I had
on.
no clue. He's like, okay. I'm like, I don't know. I'm up. Like, he's like, I'm gonna give you your space. Apparently, before their breakup, he like left for like 2 days. He said, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, that needs to happen. The thing about it
But
is, it's like, girl.
if you're with someone that refuses to, like, speak to you or
You
keep
have
or
got to
blows up
be.
on you for asking very pertinent questions to the relationship, like, do you want to continue? Leaving for 2, 3 days. Why would he want to stay in that environment?
So, sidebar, breaking news, everyone.
Uh-oh.
Frank Ocean cancels second Coachella performance after
Oh, you,
injuring leg. I was like, see,
yeah,
that's
I
the
heard
thing. After
that.
the first weekend, they're like, I don't know if he's gonna come back, but it seems like he got injured up late in the week leading up to weekend one. I'm like, is that why he was late? Because it feels
People
like
are
that's not.
very concerned about him right now.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait, he lost his
'Cause
brother?
it,
I'm like, girl,
yeah.
it's like, that's a lot.
So I'm not completely up on all of the details, but people are very concerned.
Yeah, because
As in, like, it's, they don't think it's just like diva
yeah, I
artist behavior.
because when they
They're,
said
yeah.
that he lost his brother, I was like, it's got to be something else. It's got to be just something else. It can't just be that. Like, he just late being a diva. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Cause I'm
Yeah,
like, I didn't know
because
he
we've
was
never
set was
heard
late.
anything
Like
like that
before.
about him before.
We don't have a running total of Frank has been late to this, 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 this.
Yeah.
I didn't know his set was late till people said, oh, he was supposed to come on at this time, and then his set was that time. I was like, because I think it was Issa Rae and she had on her stories at 10:05. I'm like, what's wrong? Like, I'm sorry, is that not? I'm like, are you just excited? I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if it was late.
So,
So I don't
yeah.
know. I'm like, but it's like if he dealing with all of this and then he also was injured, I'm like,
Yeah, I hope he's
y'all, it's
okay.
Coachella.
I just hope he's okay. I'm
Yeah. I think
very
they were supposed to
much
do the
in
live
the
stream for it and he had like
said
nixed
no.
it. It's like, well, I mean, if he's injured his leg, if he look a hot mess on stage, I ain't gonna watch on screen.
But like, in the vein of so many, like, artists, whether it be musical actors, passing before what should be their time. Like, I feel like cutting people some slack is the thing we should do. And like, understand they're human beings, they're not a product.
Yeah, because after a while, it was just kind of like, girl, it is Coachella. I mean, I'm sorry. No one's gonna be better than Beyonce. So, you know, for me, it's like
Hello.
y'all have already touched Mount Olympus for me. So it's like anybody else is like, you know, no tea, no shade. It's like, girl, but I hear
And
that
like,
Ciara killed her fucking performance. I'm like,
for
'cause she's
the
fucking
folks that
Ciara.
can afford to go to Coachella, you can afford a separate concert ticket if you
I'm just
really want to
saying, it's like.
see Frank Ocean that badly.
Like the thing that I've heard is like, Ciara was like super lit. They're like, oh, she can dance. I'm like, girl,
I heard
that bitch came in. She been dancing. Like, I'm not surprised by that.
Lotto was very, very good.
Oh, was she? Oh,
Yeah, and she brought out a lot of different other women artists.
and I heard Labyrinth was
Yeah.
good too. And was like, I kind of like Labyrinth. It's like his music is very, I'm like, I don't even know how to like focus it in my head. Like, what is this music like? I just like it.
I
I don't know.
mean,
It's like I
who
just
needs
kind
labels
of,
when you
I'm
just like
like, what
it?
is it like? Stuff that I like is very chill. I feel like I need to like, and I'm not like, I'm sorry, I'm not someone who partakes a lot, but it's like I feel like I could be sitting, it could be pouring down rain, a nice thunderstorm, put on some Labyrinth and smoke some weed. That's how I'm feeling.
Is that how we get Stephanie to smoke weed?
It's like just very
Noted.
chill, very relaxing. I don't know what I think his that's his music is very relaxing and just it keeps you in a space of I could just watch this rain. I could sit by the and watch waves crash on the beach listening to Labyrinth. See how that works?
How
Or
I
maybe
feel
I bet
about
I'm like
deadbeat Lucky Day. Please pay your child support, sir.
Oh my God. Okay. Go back to Love
Okay,
is
back to Love is
Blind. Let's just go back to Love
Blind.
is Blind. Because when I tell you, after Homegirl leapfrogged into my DMs and God knows who else, she was in the like comments, she
Bet you
responded to
anybody that
everybody.
reposted that
She
reel,
probably like she really probably reposted it to she probably responded to everybody. I'm like, girl, you do you. If you feel like you need to see. I'm not necessarily, I'm
That's
always like
very
talking.
unemployed behavior, though.
Like, girl, yeah, you got time to this? Because I would not, I'm like, I'm sorry, I would have probably blocked me, but I
Because
also did not
this
think
was
that I
the
did any.
start of, what was it, Monday?
Girl,
It was Monday?
it
Like, this is very unemployed behavior.
was just like, girl, it's like, ma'am, what?
Why do
I'm
you
like, I
have
didn't call
this
you
much time?
I could see like hopping in my demons. I called you a raggedy bitch. I did not say that at
Yeah.
all. And I'm
Like,
like,
if you like insult somebody for real, I get it. But
right,
you're
because I
just
was like, but
stating
wait a minute. I'm like, you're saying
a
this. I'm
very
like,
important
but why is everybody
question.
expecting you to be there? You're like, oh, it's editing. I'm like, so the thing about I can give you a little bit of grace. A producer said, hey, why don't you ask why Jackie not here? I could give, I'm like, girl, I could give you that space. But
But
did you or did you not break up with Marshall and go start fucking Josh? Like, what we doing here?
and like, how long after you broke up with Marshall was
She
this
was like,
first date with Josh?
it wasn't the
Because y'all
same day.
seem
It was
close.
that day after. Bitch, that do not
Girl,
make you. Then why
that
didn't you
doesn't
just
make
give
it
him back
any
the ring?
better.
It's like not giving him back the ring because he didn't buy it is stupid. Because it's like, girl, because we're so, yeah. Vanessa, fuck you. You jumping down Marshall's thought about what he said. You jumping down on Paul, but you not saying anything to Jackie. Get the fuck
Firm,
out of here.
please.
And I was like, why didn't
It's
you just give it
giving
back? It's like,
schism.
It's because I'm sitting here like, now, wait a minute, hold up. Because my first question had been like, why did y'all not come to the reunion? Period. That would have been my first question. I'm like, you had a whole lot to say. You went on this
You
defense
talking about receipts?
seats.
You
I'm like, get it
can't
together.
wait.
You don't do that if you're not going to show up. Raggedy. It's raggedy. Why didn't you show up? Because that would have been my first question. And it like if you say, oh, I have COVID, I'm like, man, you could have lied about that. But because people do.
Right.
They get like,
But
well, I mean,
also,
I tested
why
positive
couldn't you
for
have
COVID.
zoomed in live?
You really could have. It's like
I
you
mean,
didn't
I
want to do
get
it.
Netflix was having a lot of technical difficulties, and that shit probably would have
Child.
exploded,
Probably would have.
but still, it should have been the option.
It
This
should have been an option,
pre-recorded
like,
shit was, yeah,
because
that
when I'm, because
I
when
don't
Marshall
know.
was making the
This,
faces when she was talking, I said,
woo, I
I need
don't.
y'all to go to hell right now because that is funny. He was
Listen,
like,
what? But Marshall was me.
he
Marshall was
was
making the
like, I
same
swear, he
faces
was
I.
literally Candy Burris at a Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. All
Yes.
the faces. It was like, what? So the thing about it is, Jackie, Josh, if y'all think y'all made the best decision for you, you don't have to defend it so much. Thou doth protesteth
Too
way too
much.
much.
But you know that even though you two were the best decision for each other, y'all went about it in some really.
It was poor execution.
It was in first Josh come over there talking about Mr. Steal Your Girl and drunk as shit at that what was it, somebody's birthday party or
I think
something
it
like
was it
that.
Chelsea's birthday?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But and then, when Marshall confronts Jackie about it, she wants to act all like she's like mad at Marshall for noticing that she don't want to be with him.
Yeah.
Like,
It's like, girl, what are you talking
girl.
about? So, and this is why I kind of, I don't know, I cannot believe I'm getting flowers to Nick Vile. So he asked a question. He was like, because you know when like when they're in a pod, it's like, no, it's like he looked like he was about to beat Josh's ass. And then at the party, it was like, why you have this energy? He's like, because the camera didn't really show that me and Josh actually were friends. And it was like, okay, so that makes a little bit more sense. Because he because Marshall also said Josh said that to Jackie, but he also said that to somebody else in the pod too. And it was like, he's like, wait a minute, why are you saying to all the women you're talking to and the woman that I choose? I'm like, don't say it to the woman that I want to be with. Say it to the other women. Like, not that he should, but it's kind of like you go, okay, so then that makes a little bit more sense. Because I think when it comes to the men, even Kwame to a certain extent, because, okay, it seemed like they had like this like really good friendship thing that they were
Yes,
building. And I
I
think,
agree.
yeah, so it's like you could see like Brett and Marshall. I'm like, that's right. Brett and his boyfriend Marshall. I'm like, they boys and they friends, and that's my
Friends
boyfriend.
and
And you don't mess
boyfriend.
with my boyfriend. It's like,
Word.
you don't do it. He's like, wait, what? It's like, yeah. I'll tell you, camera cracks me up. He's like, wait, what? He's like, that's your, don't act like you ain't Garnett's boyfriend. It's okay. You a boy and he, you're a boy and you his friend. Y'all boyfriends. Like, we what we doing? So I think him and Josh also, but I think one, Josh is fake. And I think he was faking because this was a game. I'm like, I think he
Yes.
does have feelings for Jackie. I think Jackie definitely like has feelings, but I feel like to a certain extent, because I mean, now there are stories coming out about the emotional trauma that contestants are going through. Some of these relationships seem like trauma bonds. I
I
feel like they
mean, if
trauma
you're
bonded.
basically kidnapped
And you can't talk to
and you
nobody, and
can't
you
talk
got
to
to spend
nobody on
hours
the
on end. It's
outside,
like, oh, I can
yeah.
see. I'm like,
I
I better pick
can
somebody.
see how that would happen.
I mean, you know, it's like,
And like, I want to say it's in the contract that they can't leave early or they will have to pay.
I think that is. I think I heard that.
Yes, I believe that's in the contract. So it's
Like,
like,
yeah, they can't, like, I gotta be here.
unless it's like some medical emergency type of situation, you can't just
You
like
can't just cut up
choose
and
to
leave.
leave. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, girl. That is what. The thing about it is, Jackie, if you want to hop in DMs and respond and put all these nice little receipts out, because then after the reunion, she was trying to do damage control. I'm like, girl, I
The damage is done
the
because
damage is done and you look like
you
whack as
have
hell.
been an unrepentant
You're a fuck
bitch.
girl.
Like,
You and that fuck boy, y'all gonna be fucking and y'all been together and y'all got a dog.
there were so many ways you could have gone about it that were not so ugly, but you chose the ugly route to go about
You
it.
literally could have
And
gave
then
him the Samantha. I love you, but I love me more. That is not what you gave Marshall. You were mean, just mean.
Yes.
Just say you don't,
Like,
I don't want to be. I'm like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work. And I think that we are just not compatible. But that's not, you didn't go into that like you actually had feelings for Marshall. So you can't
Yes.
blame editing on what the fuck you said to him. You can blame editing for what order they put that in, but that's why they got the gold goblets, because it's like, we don't want y'all seeing condensation in glasses and how much glass, how much liquid is actually in glass. I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Like, because I control editing. But Jackie, you still said what you said to this man. And for him to get on Nick Vile's podcast and say, can y'all just stop being mean to Jackie? Y'all ain't got to tell like 10 of death threats. I'm like, he shouldn't have to do that, because one, you dumped him. And he should look like, literally, I'm sorry, Micah. He's the one who really should have the biggest problem. And he's not. He's like, I'm like, I'm looking at the opposite of this. It's like, it's going to look really weird if I'm doing this.
If, like, all things considered, if he had said nothing in her defense, that would have still been more than I would have expected of him.
Correct. He'd be like, I don't even want to. I'm like, she's not here. So when he said they're not here to defend themselves, I'm like, so that's the thing. This is why, Marshall, you don't have to yell from the rooftops, you know, high above the planes, that you're a nice guy. You're demonstrating that. We can see that. Because you're saying, don't beat Jackie up. And I don't want to talk too much because they're not here. I'm like, that's something that nice people do.
Yeah.
You ain't have to tell us that. Because I'm like, you're being very magnanimous and you don't really have to.
Yeah,
you could have you could have let them have it. Then the thing about it is that here's the other thing. Also, Jackie was bringing in other girls with her. She's like, and I talked to Mike and I talked to Tiffany. Bitch,
yeah,
not bring me up into your fuck shit.
I think with the magnanimous thing, I feel like Marshall has just moved on. Like,
yeah, because he's like, what's the point?
With the energy that Jackie still has, I don't think she has.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, what's the point? It's kind of like, we're at a reunion, so we have to talk about it. But he literally is just like, this was literally last year. So I guess that makes me think, like, understand, again, now looking at it, Bliss and Zach, it makes me understand them a little bit more, too. It's like, girl, this was last year, and we are happy. I am not going to keep doing this. Because one is like, he could sit here and say they ain't shit, but hey, hi. The audience is on Marshall's side when it comes to that. So he doesn't have to say anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gotta say nothing. Y'all see it?
Yeah.
Because it's like, girl, it is kind of raggedy. And it's like, also, so why didn't you just pick Josh? Because it's very manipulative if you don't pick me, I'm going to pack up my shit and go. It's like,
I think she didn't pick Josh because Josh is what she was used to. And I feel like how Marshall snapped and said she was a project for him.
Yeah.
I feel like he was an experiment for her to see what a relationship with someone who was like even keeled, emotionally intelligent would be like. And when she got into it, she found out that's not for her.
Yeah, and the thing about she could have just said that.
Yeah, but instead of just saying that, being an adult and saying that, she went about it in the most passive aggressive way.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's kind of like, if you are like, I don't want to be with him, I don't think we're compatible because I don't want to be with no man who thinks I'm a project. Girl, I didn't respect you. Cause I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, no, I could see why you have it. I'm like, wait a minute, I can't be in a relationship with someone who always wants to like, I gotta be here because I gotta fix you. You ain't gotta fix me shit. See how that works, as opposed to you not a man and you not aggressive enough and we don't have sex, bro. I'm like, well, have fun. You got a yeast infection. What you want me to do? I don't want her to call the flower balls. What the hell you want from me? See how that works? It's like, ma'am, if you were saying like, I don't know, it just feels like, I don't want you to feel like you're with me because you feel sorry for me. Because saying someone's a project, that does seem kind of like, oh, I have to, because I feel a little bit sorry for you.
It's basically saying that you're broken.
Correct. I got to fix you. You are not Captain Save-A-Ho. If that is the reason why you don't want to be with Marshall, say that.
Because nobody would be fighting with you right
nobody,
now.
Like, no, I'd be like, no, I can understand
everybody,
that.
I'm sure everybody had that reaction when they heard him say that.
Yeah. And the fact that that white man named Nick Vile had me going, oh, God damn it. Are you serious? How does he get it? It's like, God, Nick Vile, how do you get it? He's like, yeah, that seems a little like, yeah, calling someone a project, I don't know. It's like, yeah, and to Marshall's credit, he's like, yeah, I should have said that. I'm like, yeah, no, you shouldn't have. But the thing about it is, it's like his missteps are being eclipsed by Jackie and how she's asking, ma'am, stop trying to defend this. Girl, why didn't you give him the ring back? Because when Vanessa mentioned the ring, did you see Josh's face? He was like, I know you better give him that goddamn ring back. He was like, because it's like he shifted and he made this face. And I went, oh, y'all haven't talked about this. It's like, because he made this face like, oh no, she y'all gonna get y'all damn ring back. She ain't keeping this shit. It's like he had his face cracked me up. I'm like, oh, y'all ain't talk about this. And Vanessa, the fact that you softballed this, but you wanted to drill home what Marshall exactly said, and I will give her a pedal because Jackie said that he called her a slur. That's why she kept asking. It's like, what did you say to her? She was like, oh, it's like, yeah, he didn't call her a slur. Yeah. Is that what was he said problematic? Yes. Was it offensive? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But that's but she put wasn't. 20 on 10.
Exactly.
And it's like
oh my god.
It's like Jack, girl.
Jackie has a lot of misplaced anger.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could see it like during the show when she was having like those kind of meltdowns just randomly. And it like she responded with such anger to Marshall trying to be there for her. There is this misplaced anger, and I don't know where it's coming from, but I think a lot of her meanness is rooted there.
It's very much, it felt very much like she was self-sabotaging, because I get it.
Yeah.
You just met him, y'all, but everybody who's like together on Love is Blind talk about like, it gets really intense and y'all really talk in the pods. It's kind of like, okay, well, darling, why didn't you trust him enough to tell him exactly what's going on? This is a man that you're supposed to be allegedly marrying. Mm-hmm. So you could have just like, you didn't even have to have the conversation on camera. Because he's like, I didn't even know. She didn't tell me. I'm like, yeah, because it's like, how would that even, it's like, he can't even broach that subject. Hey, is your dad sick? It's like, right. What are you supposed to say? It's like, ma'am, if this is your person, you should have at least a little bit of trust that you can tell this person, hey, my dad has cancer. If that's allegedly true. I was like, if it's true, it's like, why? Where it's like, y'all supposed to be building a life and y'all are saying that we got really deep in the pods. And sometimes I'm like, I don't really know if y'all did that. Because at first I thought when Zach was talking about like losing a parent, I thought I was like, wait, is this like a plot to a movie? Because this don't seem
right.
Real. I was like, this don't seem real. And then I saw a story. I'm like, oh, hell, his life is a Lifetime movie. I was like, oh, shit. This is his real life. I'm like, okay. So it was like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say prayers up for Jackie and Josh. Prayers down. I'm kidding. No, I'm not going to say prayers down. God, Jesus, I would never. It's like, the thing about it, this is my thing. If you feel like what you did is best for you, you don't have to defend nothing. You do not, like the thing about Kwame and Chelsea, I'm like, Kwame, you ain't got to do that shit either. But you're like, I got to come in and show that I love this white woman. Okay. Do you see Brett and Tiffany doing all this shit? No, no, no. Hell, Zach and Bliss don't even really do all of that. It's more about the arena part of it, but not those two. He don't do all of that. They're like, we know what we have. Zach and Bliss don't even do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you ain't got to do this shit. Like, no, it's like Netflix, we don't need any live things. Do not,
not never, literally, ever do not, again.
You overpromise and underdelivered. I'm like, girl, that is marketing 101, a no-no.
Like, it was.
It's like, who asked for like live? I'm like, nobody.
And nobody, the funny thing is, pretty much everybody that I know that works in tech was like, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, that's the thing. You could do a live show on a network.
If people that don't even work for your company know to be skeptical of
right.
The ability.
When I tell you everybody, like everybody in tech was like, bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how this works out. I'm like, I am not in tech and I'm not in marketing. And I'm sitting here like, Y'all are not on NBC. This is not the fucking Oscars. Like, and they have a delay. So what are you, girl?
Like, this is, it's very HBO and the Game of Thrones thing when HBO couldn't get it together. Like, y'all have to do some stress tests for your servers before these happen.
Please.
Because, are you not embarrassed?
I was like, who asked for this live? We just asked for the goddamn reunion. Like, you literally could have taped, you could have filmed this, had a live studio audience, and put it out this upcoming Friday. Like, this, y'all could have just did that.
I feel like this was a knee-jerk reaction to people upset about prices being raised and this whole password sharing.
See, we can have live streams. Like, no, you can't.
It's worth the money. It's worth the subscription. Most
definitely not. Now when y'all clown it and y'all are trying to tweet through it, you know it's bad when Bravo is saying something. I'm like we ain't never make and y'all break for a reunion. I said, bitch, where's my Family Karma reunion? And, I ain't got Bravo's one. At, y'all delayed Roni and then said, guess what? We put them on pause. I'm like, nothing. Y'all can shut the hell up. I'm like, y'all Bravo might want
to
hush.
Talks to nobody about nothing technical when your app.
Nope.
Just logs people out whenever the fuck it wants to.
Well, I'm like, I gotta log in again? What the hell?
Like,
I gotta log in for what?
Yup.
I'm like, I don't want to log in again. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this, honey? And I'm like you got Blockbuster Video coming out of nowhere to say something. I'm like,
listen, ain't nobody wait. Like, that is an unpaid person making a Blockbuster.
Y'all going out of? I was like,
and you should be embarrassed.
Fully, I'm like, are you not embarrassed? Because I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'd be like, damn, you know it's bad when Blockbuster Video is coming out of nowhere and say, hey, guess what? What the fuck do you mean, guess what?
Hulu, Pluto, Tubi.
They like letting them have it.
They had it in the chamber. They were on call that evening.
Hulu was like,
they were getting Hulu, paid.
They were like,
overtime.
We do live sports out here, bitch. It's like,
listen,
Hulu, they had all the commercials. Hulu does live sports. So does Peacock.
You can't be making these fatal errors.
You can't.
Your stock is already dropping. You're losing some of your
dropping.
Best shows and movies
okay.
because you can't afford to keep those contracts. Like,
child,
you might
want to
keep it on the low.
You might, girl, you put too much dip on your chip. Mm-hmm. And the thing about just like, oh, we're gonna do it. Oh, girl, we are getting tired of your broken promises.
Ain't nobody asked you for all that.
No one asked for any of this. They're like, how come they had this issue with Chris Rock? Who the fuck was waiting around for Chris Rock?
Mm-hmm.
like wrong answers only at this point.
They had 5 minutes of my grace period, and I went to bed.
Right. It was just like, you know what? I'ma just wait.
It's not that important.
I'ma just watch. It was like, I just watch it the next day. I'm like, look, replay gang. Hashtag replay gang. And I'm like,
listen,
let me tell you something. Watching Zach say, let me tell you something. You're not gonna talk about my friend. That's like, that's right. That's right, Zach. Stand up for your boyfriend.
I'm like, this was extreme mid. And I'm very, for a season that had so much potential for good content at a reunion. This was the worst reunion of a reality show.
And it's like, and mind you, the last Selling Sunset reunion, which is one, and I love Tan France. I really do. I love Tan. That was like some bullshit because Christine was not there. Give me my ice queen. Okay. Give me my ice queen. Because, like, what the fuck are we talking about? Y'all issues are with Christina. She ain't here. So, what's the point? Y'all can just shut it down. She not here. She would rather go and film a commercial with Melissa Gorga for a game on an app than come to y'all fucking reunion. It's like, Christina's the show. Christina's the poo. Take a big whiff. It's like, girl, we not doing this. Okay? And the thing about it is, like, Vanessa and Nick, and like, y'all need to do what Andrew does and lie on the internet. I'm kidding. He probably, no. When he asked for questions, he do use some of them questions. That's what y'all need to do. Hey, we're getting up for the reunion. What do y'all want to ask? Because some of that and stuff, like, it was like, Vanessa, I don't care what you think.
If you are like, if your angle that is that it's live, have some live interaction on Twitter or something.
Have some people, like, let me tell you something. Turn it to BravoCon and put up a bike and let people come and ask
do
questions.
Some dual TikTok, like, street, like, have Netflix.
Y'all could have had an Instagram live. Y'all could have had gearing up.
And then add people in who had questions, like, that were pre-screened and had questions, because I know they can't just put anybody.
Oh, no, they don't. Bravo screen those questions. They're like, here's the question that you can ask.
Yeah. So don't do that again, Netflix.
Please don't. And the thing about it is, it's like, Nick, I get it. You have seemingly, allegedly, a anger issue. Allegedly, you have one, and you got to go to the classes that tell you to calm the fuck down.
Oh my.
And then your wife has literally walking, talking baby fever because she wants these adults to literally give her a baby when she literally could just have a baby or adopt a baby or get a surrogate.
Well, that would be taking care of that child.
Right. You just want to be like, God, like, we've had this over four seasons. It's like
a newborn.
Like, oh my God, we theirs. Have a baby that came out of Love is Blind. I'm like, girl. You had a season where all of the couples broke up. You might want to hush.
And wait, I feel like somebody already is pregnant or had a baby.
So it was a couple that was on the ultimatum. They came to the reunion pregnant. Because she came to the reunion pregnant. And I was like, huh. Yeah, and so before we get out of here. So the ultimatum, queer love, I said, okay. I want to, because when they said queer love, I'm like, so we're not doing men and women.
I have questions because I don't know how this is going to not be problematic.
I don't know either. I know one thing. It cannot, let me tell you something. You better go get Niecy and her hot ass wife and let her do this show. Nick and Vanessa can't do this shit. Okay? Like, no. Mm-mm. Find you a couple. Go get Doogie and his husband, okay? Go get somebody else. Madam, go get Tan. Go get somebody else, because I'm just like, why are y'all doing this? Because y'all haven't done Love is Blind queer. Actually, yeah, I kind of don't know if I want that either. I'm like, I don't know. And also, y'all said queer and not let... Girl, what are we doing?
I kind of... As much as I like to see these people's train wrecks of love lives, I'm good with there being no more of these types of shows.
Yeah, I just, gosh.
Because this season being an outlier, Black women don't get treated very nicely on these shows.
Lord have mercy.
And then there are, you don't see any type of other people outside of, you know, like straight size, very thin, athletically built.
Yeah.
It's boring.
It is very boring. I need to, that's the thing. Y'all didn't give us very conventionally attractive. I don't need that.
Boring.
I'm like, hey, hi, I'm a cishet. I'm like, I don't need to see that shit. I'm like, I'm bored. No, I need to see real shit.
My queer friends, like, their love lives are way more interesting. Way more interesting people.
Because I'm like, who greenlit this and why are y'all putting little shades there? Put somebody else. Because
they're boring.
Because it's like, y'all don't ask the questions. Because on this level, I'm like, oh, I had tons of questions. And the first question, if I was host, would be like, so tell us why you're not here. You had a lot to say. You were like battling in the comments. You were in the DMs, in the social medias. Why did you not come to the reunion? So I can see her squirm. This is why you need Tamron Hall. If you want to get
dinner party, I don't want dinner party conversations.
I'm like, oh, we're just getting back together. And no, a lot of shit done happened. Mm-hmm. Micah and Arena should have been raked over the coals because they were mean girls. Y'all only showed a little bit. I'm like, girl.
Like, you would think that they would have people, you know, cruising the internet for the most discussed topics from the show.
Y'all brought up the whole Barbara thing. It's like, y'all kept making that running joke. She's not an actress. I'm like, so y'all, that's somewhat like, new. So, like, so y'all knew that.
No. So, you know, Irina and Micah have been, they were trending for a while. Like, and everybody's got the same questions. Like, why the fuck are you like that?
Right.
Basically.
Right. It's like, come on. It's like, you're not asking the questions. Like, girls, take you and your angry ass husband and get off the stage. Come here. You sit right here. What was the purpose? Y'all, like, the thing about it is y'all trying to act like y'all weren't being nasty and being just like, this was a joke to you. Why did you come here if this is a joke? Like, you did not come here. Like, and Paul is a fuckboy. Don't even get me started. However, comma, what are you doing here? Because I'm like, I'm sorry. Paul is as dull as dishwater.
Yes.
And it's like, is he one of the more attractive people in this cast? Yes. Yes. Notice I said on this cast.
Yes. But boring is all hell.
It's like, girl, it's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't even live in Arizona. I would move to Arizona just to tell him I'm moving from Arizona. No, I'm not moving. For you? Why? It was like.
Anyway.
So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with. I'm going to attempt. I'm going to give it a benefit of the doubt for the ultimatum queer love. Like, girl, who asked for this? But okay, I'm gonna give the ultimatum because I want to see these. I'm like, let me see if y'all are going to be real or is it going to be, oh my god, why? I don't know if we're getting season 5, but I think we are, because they are actually trying to cast for a new season. Apparently it's supposed to be around here somewhere in DC. I'm like, girl, what?
Oh okay, yeah,
I was like, girl,
they said that they were having trouble finding people in DC.
That's because they probably work for the government. Like,
exactly.
They got jobs. A lot of people who work like, and also, do they live in DC? Probably not. They live either in like Virginia or Maryland. Mm-hmm. And then they work in DC. Mm-hmm. They ain't coming on the show.
Like, you can't have.
You better come up. Maybe if you come up to Baltimore, maybe Philadelphia.
You work for the government. You can't.
You can't go to DC, you can't go to Virginia. It's like, no, it's not gonna work. It's way too much government, way too much military. I mean, you maybe could try Maryland, but still, again, military, government. Like, guys, we're not gonna do this. Yeah. You might want to pick another city, just pick something else. Go to California, I would say, no, they've already done Chicago. Go up to Boston. Wait, have they done Boston?
Ew. Have they done New York?
They have not done New York. New York might be an option. Would be
interesting.
That would be an option because it's like, it's a lot. And also, you damn sure could probably figure out that people probably wouldn't know each other. Because I mean, the running joke about Baltimore is that it's Smalltimore. It's like, you probably know, like, it's like less than 6 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, how do you know that person? It's like, wait, how do you know that person? It's like, oh, because we went to high school. Girl, what? Okay. But y'all, I think we can put a button on Love is Blind. Hopefully we're not going to get too many more of the tickety talks, and we can go back to Cake Talk and we can talk about the fact that this girl who stole people's videos and photos about cakes and lying about a sprinkle cake that she got from the cake boss. Cake Talk had me in a chokehold. I said, why? They are letting this little white girl have it. She's like, I'm 26. I'm self-taught. I'm like, girl, I'm looks very like glad it. Glad
that I have not had the mental capacity to get into TikTok, because I would be on there all the time.
The thing about it is, like, you hit one
too much mess.
Because the thing about it is, now on TikTok, when you look at somebody, they're like stitching or putting a video up. If you hit the comments, it says search for this. I'm like, oh Lord. Yes. It is like, oh great, it's a rabbit hole.
It is like a visual Reddit.
It really is, because people come out and I'm like, do y'all see this shit? And it's like, I was like, cake talk. I'm like, what the hell is, I'm like, wait a minute. Why is this woman who said I'm a professional baker literally putting spring jimmies on a cake with her bare hands? I'm like, girl, I ain't even a
Oh
chef. I'm
dear.
not even a baker. Like, what the hell? And it's like, ma'am, that cake. So a woman who allegedly has a storefront and makes cakes does a 6-inch rainbow cake, you know, the one that had the different layers, buttercream frosting, and then it has sprinkles on the outside. I'm like, yeah, because I could have swore that was the cake boss. I was like, I thought it was, but she's making it seem like she ate them. So somebody ordered one of her cakes and they wanted it for a birthday. Well, what she it was literally looked like what she ordered and what she got, because it looked a hot ass mess. It had, according to some of the bakers, it had like air pockets, and on the top of it was supposed to be like happy birthday. It looked like, oh, I don't know, Stephanie, who is not a professional baker, but it literally looked like a nailed it cake. And so here's the thing. The customer is not the one who told us all of this. It was the baker who said that, oh, I had a terrible time. And then the customer's like, oh, really? So then she put out all the receipts. She showed the cake that she made. And also, she made her own cake and it looked better. I'm like, and girl, she's not even a professional. It's like, get
Yo.
the fuck out of here. Like, literally, people came out of all the Keebler elves came out of the trees to come drag this little white girl that's 26 years old. And apparently now they're saying she stole pictures of cakes off of like Pinterest boards and off the internet and put it on her business. I said, girl, this is messy. I'm here. I'm here at Cake Talk. Let me stay here because I got to get off the other TikToks. I'm going to stay on Cake Talk and watch them drag this little white girl and her sprinkle cake that was not her invention. I'm like, I could have. There was like, he had like a cake kit where you could make your own and like you make, like put candy in the middle. So when you cut it, you got candy coming out. I'm like, girl, you did not. What the hell? Girl, I swear. And then she's like, I see y'all like to drag me because y'all like, and then I was like, really? If you really a down ass bitch, turn the comments back on. Turn the comments back on. You raggedy because you tired of being dragged because you wrong. Yeah, I'm gonna tweet through it. Girl, meanwhile, you ain't got no business. But Asa, thank you so much for being here. I swear, TikTok had, I'm like, I was screaming at these videos.
They had you in a
I was like,
chokehold.
oh,
Woo.
I was like, cake talk. I'm like, oh, girl, this is mess. Anyway, but Asa, please tell everybody how they can follow you, how they can follow Black Girl Missing, all of the things.
Sweet Jesus, I'm never ready for this.
I love how you're like, oh my God, is it my turn? Oh, shit.
Yes, you can follow us on the social media. So that's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for Black Girl Missing Podcast. You can also check out our website at blackgirlmissingpodcast.com. You can find me, perhaps, maybe at Sanity Thief on Twitter and Instagram. And did I be out in these streets?
She do. Please follow. She's a fun follow. Not even gonna hold y'all.
Yeah,
That's why I follow. They're like, girl, you like Stephanie, you see this? I sure did, girl. Girl. Cause Asa was like, are we talking about love and blood? Don't threaten me with a good time because we doing it.
yes,
We are
girl.
talking about this because girl. That's it. I feel
Listen.
like the fact that there's a petition to get Nick and Vanessa the fuck up off the reunion. Not any part
And
of the
lets
show.
me
Just
know
not
that
the
I'm not
reunion. Just the reunion.
over-exaggerating. It
Right,
lets me
because I
know that
said
I'm in the right.
petition. Yeah, because you are, because I was like, you ain't gonna ask the right questions. Them being on the show is fine. You just need a reunion host, girl. Cause you're not gonna ask the question. We're gonna do a reunion. Where's Nina Parker? She busy?
We
Cause
need
you're like,
some
well, did you
profession
think? We need
nows.
somebody who's gonna be the hell. Go get John Sally. Bring his ass. Like, girl, we look.
Listen, Janet, he was with the mess,
Okay, he
okay?
was with the all. He was with every single one of the shits. Okay,
I love it.
I love it. But y'all, this has been a Mocha Men's podcast. I will be back next week. Oh, with a surprise! I'm so excited. Okay, but yeah, I can't tell y'all what it is yet. But yes. Very surprised, very touched. This person just touched my heart. But I'll be back next week.